Only 4 months into her Senate term, the Palmer United Party Senator Jackie Lambie has lashed out at her leader while launching her campaign against the below-inflation pay deal meted out to the Defence Forces. The Senator has also declared that she'll vote against every piece of government legislation until the coalition gives the military a bigger pay rise. That has unleashed a barrage of reaction. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Jackie Lambie's on a mission. One of three Palmer United Party senators who can determine the fate of government bills, she's flexing her muscles over the 1.5% a year pay rise for Defence Force members.
I'm bloody fuming. I'm absolutely fuming. You know, some of my mates are still in that uniform. I have veterans that are on suicide, you know, that are ringing my office too. You know, I'm on average two or three times a week. So, you know, this is the last straw between Abbott and I've had an absolute gutful. So I'm asking him to do the bloody honourable thing and do something about this immediately. That's what I'm asking for.
Senator Lambie's vowing to vote against every piece of coalition legislation until the government relents on the poor pay deal and reinstates lost entitlements and doubles the pay rise to keep up with inflation.
Best news for Clive Palmer today. I won't be voting with him and the pups if they're not going to stand by my side and stand up for these men and women who are prepared to fight and die for our country. And right now, if I was Clive Palmer, any negotiations that are going on with the coalition, I'd be shutting them down immediately.
Her threat won't affect the fate of the government's bid to deregulate university fees or the proposed $7 GP co-payment, because the Palmer United Party is already opposed to them. But if she sticks to her guns, it could be the undoing of a deal Clive Palmer has struck with the government to reintroduce temporary protection visas.
So basically, I'm hoping that the Senate will come to a standstill so we can finally knock some sense into the PM.
And Jackie Lambie's had a few things to say about her leader on the way through.
You know what? It's got to the point where I just don't care what Clive Palmer's position is on this at the moment, but if he had a conscience, then he'd stand right beside me and our troops and our veterans and make a stance on this now.
And?
Clive Palmer can no longer sit on the fence. He's either standing by me or he's standing near the Liberal National Party, but yeah, I'm not going to stand around and watch Clive Palmer black flipping all over the place.
And this?
Yeah, I am disappointed with Clive Palmer. I mean, I can't lie about that. I'll be disappointed with any pup that doesn't want to stand by my side over this. You know, I think there's no other way to put that.
Senator Lambie isn't threatening to quit the party, but has said if Mr. Palmer doesn't want to stand beside her, that's his call. Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce has made light of the rumblings.
Now's the Palmer not so united party.
Clive Palmer's said in a statement there's room for this kind of debate in the party, but adds Senator Lambie's always voted with the party and, quote, we expect that to continue. The government Senate leader, Erica Betts, is urging senators to think long term and treat each bill on its merits.
It would be a tragic thing for our fellow Australians if good legislation that we were all agreed upon got voted down because of upset in another area. That's like cutting off your nose to spite your face, and I don't think it's a proper approach that should be taken to the legislative program.
The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, is more direct.
Threats do not work with the government.
He's ruled out a better defence pay deal.
I wish we could pay our Defence Force more. I wish we could pay everyone more. But the money is not in the budget. And I'd say to Senator Lambie and others, and to Bill Shorten, if you want to pay people more, you've got to have more income. And when you oppose initiatives in the budget that reduce government expenditure, all you're doing is making it harder for us to pay people more at the end of the day.
Well, I guess we're going to see about that. I've had 10 years in the armed forces. You think they're going to intimidate me? No way. So I'll be standing my ground.
Senator Lambie's having a private members bill drafted to legislate for a better ADF pay deal.
And match Defence Force wages to the politicians or the CPI, whichever is the highest. That'll be the first thing I'll be doing.
Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says her plan has a lot of merit. The Greens say they have an open mind but want to see the details. And like Labor, they want the government to review its submission to the Defence Pay Tribunal so there's no pay cut.
Alexandra Kirk.